In the climate of intense speculation about how soon a British general election might be called, Gordon Brown flew off on his first visit to Iraq as Prime Minister. In Baghdad, he spoke of his hope that the final region under British control, Basra Province, can be handed over to Iraqi control within 2 months.
By the end of the year, the British forces, which have been 5,500, can be reduced to 4,500, and that by the end of the year, indeed by Christmas, 1,000 of our troops can be brought back to the United Kingdom and to other purposes.
The actual number of soldiers coming out is not a surprise, but the timing of the announcement in the middle of the opposition Conservative Party's annual conference was unexpected. Michael Heseltine, a longtime Conservative and Defense Secretary under Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, says the Prime Minister's announcement has nothing to do with military or strategic judgments, but everything to do with politics.
It's very good news for the troops and their families, but of course it's pure politics. I mean, Gordon Brown knows that this is a deeply unpopular war. This is the Labour Party's war, and it is very divisive here at home. He's worried about the election.
Labour is riding high in the polls, and that is why many political observers here believe Mr. Brown may call for an election in the next couple of months. Opposition Conservative politician Liam Fox, the party's spokesman on defense matters, also says Mr. Brown's announcement was political.
We've known that for some time, that there was going to be a drawdown of troops. The Prime Minister initially told us we would have that announced in the House of Commons, but it now seems that a piece of photo opportunity and blatant electioneering has gotten in the way. And given that he last week spent less than 1 minute of a 67-minute speech talking about our armed forces, Iraq or Afghanistan combined, it does seem a bit rich for him to wallow in the photo ops today.
The issue of Iraq is expected to play a pivotal role in the next election whenever it comes. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.